Didn't I say that? What?
And welcome to Season 5, Episode 25 of the Dunna Say That Would podcast. This week, sponsored by Rob Boyle Signs. For all wrestling occasions, for quotes, call Dan on 07926 587 618.
Or write to him. And a stamped address envelope
taking
to
written 65.
I need me fucking pad.
Did you Ralph Harris in the room?
He ain't in the room.
Well, fuck that kid.
Or Russell Brand.
Joining me as always, taking orders for Rob Boyle Signs on 07926 587 618. Currently disgraced former producer Toby Showering.
Ring me, you pricks.
A man who doesn't own any whites, but ironically his ancestors probably own many. Producer Wayne Ventura, right. aka Big Tasty, aka Spicy Big Tit, aka Spicy Big Chest, aka McCrispy Deluxe, aka Big Toasty, aka Kevin Spacey, aka Dave Toasty, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
Jesus. Good evening.
Bonjour.
I can't wait for his stag do when we've got them on t-shirts.
It'd have to be one of those fucking Homer Simpson dresses to get it all
on. Am I going to wear all the t-shirts and take them off progressively over the course of the year?
That's a good shout.
That's not a good shout.
Get them ordered.
You can do it like a store t-shirt. And they're all the different
ages. Slow news, move on.
We'll make it happen, boys. We'll make it happen.
Fantastic. Right then, time for some sly news.
Nick says it's time for some sly news. We had a bit there as well, and Nick just skipped on.
We didn't. We never do.
We'd meticulously worked this part out.
Kev's just confessed that he went for quantity over quality this week, so...
Big fan of that.
Strap yourselves in.
Could be a difficult read.
All right. Elton John's rabbit has its own treadmill. It's a little fit bunny.
I did proofread that one.
That's a good one.
Lonely local man Jason Waterfalls tells reporters of Chair and Chode magazine that he just wants some TLC.
Man dies of dysentery after telling him it's a girl's name.
Dysentery.
Human moon Rick Waller. Don't need to proofread that.
Great
Human moon Rick Waller has been dumped by his long-term partner after no-showing at a gym session. They were meant to be doing together... She told Pringle Tin in the water bottle holder monthly that when he didn't turn up, she knew they wouldn't work out.
Buxom northern wench Wendy Boat comes in, has confessed that she has just has a smelly fanny and it's not the fault of her fisherman husband's fingers.
Fuck's sake.
Science-loving local Prague child asked his father if he knew what a solar eclipse is this week. The dad replied, no, son.
John Tickle's new computer program to help insects lift weights still isn't quite ready. He told Magnifying Glass Daily, I'm still working out the bugs.
Ex-Arsenal player and TV pundit is the new sponsor for Nintendo and will be heading the advertising campaign under Thierry Henry.
Fuck's sake.
Bonjour.
A German tourist in the freezing jumped into the freezing water to save a precious little dog that was drowning. After he climbed out, he handed the dog to the owner and said, here is the dog, keep him warm and dry him off and he will be fine. The owner replied, are you a vet? He replied, vet, I'm soaking!
Real-life Ken Doll impersonator Joey Essex has left his job as a treadmill tester as it was going nowhere.
Indian restaurant with secretive flatbread recipe confirms their staff are required to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Calling copyright on that. I had a whole run of jokes in an earlier episode. Yeah. Season 4, though, that was. So, Keith Harris and Orville kicked out of gym for working out their pecs. For working on their pecs.
Lizzo unconsolable after sinking gym rowing machine.
Kidderminster mum frustrated while building a Bonnie Tyler statue out of Lego. She told Brick and Dick magazine that when you are thinking of making progress, you turn around and every now and then she falls apart. That's at least two eclipses jokes this week.
Mick Hucknall accidentally filled his old Escort with diesel and killed her.
Two interesting facts about Mr. Diggler Smythe. Number one, his penis is the thickness of an Argos catalogue. Number two, he's banned from Argos. That's not a news article, Nick.
Yeah, but it's just funny.
That was my Twitter fucking status for ages until I realised people at work could get onto my...
fastest wedding suit shop...
Whoa, it's Kev.
Oh, is it?
Apologies.
Fastest wedding suit shop in the Midlands rebranded this week. Managing director Peter Posh said... He doesn't expect a legal challenge from the University Music Group for their name, Taylor Swift. He was quoted as saying that the made-up name Cunt Scooter Braun can fuck off and all.
You can read this one, Rob.
It sounds rude, doesn't it? Fruit Daily announced Gemma Collins' arse is the most peach-like in show business. It's hairy and makes a horrible yogurt. Melba? I don't even know her.
The recession has started to hit the showbiz works as even Warwick Davis is struggling to put food on the table.
Katie Price says she loves the irony of wanking off three bus drivers and then suddenly two come at once.
Katie Price says Botch Bukkake has left her cockeyed.
Scientists say that the distance between stepladder rungs has increased as the human race has gotten taller. They're calling this phenomenon climate change.
No. Mick Hucknall rang the rape advice line this week, but apparently it's only for victims.
Fucking hell.
Oh, my word.
If I'd have written that 3 days later, I could have put Russell Brand in, but then that would have been topical and it's definitely
and that's not our MO, yeah.
Oh, dearie me.
I'm glad Mick Hucknall's made more of an appearance recently.
He's been quiet.
He's busy, hasn't he? Busy this week.
Quiet of late.
And Katie
What's
Price.
Happened to Chris Packham?
He's in South Africa at the minute visiting his family.
Wall to wall.
He's his cousin.
Local businessman. That'd be good for like a light show, that would, for the car.
On it.
Would be.
Just fucking flying the doors open and everything. Right then, it's that time of year. College football's back. NFL's back. And arrests are up in America. So what better time to do Penn State or State Penn?
Very great.
The quiz show where you have to guess whether the person I read out has played college football, not necessarily just for Penn State, but has played college football or has been to jail in America. The State Penn.
Do we get double points if they're both Penn State and went to State Penn? Or is that a different week, bit for another week?
One week we'll do that as a double special.
Perfect.
No,
it'll be a bit inconsistent, probably.
like most things.
Right then, so we've got a Diggler's Dozen. I think there's about 11 here. So quite close to a proper dozen. Probably too close to a Diggler's
Frustratingly
dozen.
Frustratingly close.
Edging it.
So to speak. Actually, more on that shortly. So the first one is Daniel Nudy. Penn State or State Penn?
Penn State kicker.
Penn State kicker.
Yeah, I'll go baller.
You do get a bonus point either for the position
or crime.
The crime. So is kicker the position or is that what he did?
Both.
Which do I get the point for?
Chris Brown, kicker.
Just lamped a woman.
Kicker in the cutter.
Can't call it that again, can we? We'll confuse people. Right, so we're pretty much, are we all NFL on that one? Or college, should I say?
Baller.
Yeah. So Daniel Nudy was a New York bus driver. Arrested for indecent exposure.
But he did play. He did ball in high school.
It's in the name, though, isn't it?
There you are. Next one, Christopher Daniel. Reeves.
Christopher Reeves?
Yeah, not that one. Penn State or State Penn?
linebacker. I've got boring white boy names. This makes it incredibly difficult.
Linebacker.
Yes.
Linebacker.
Penn State. Kicker. Just play the law of averages here. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. So Christopher Reeves was arrested for speeding and he was wearing a Superman t-shirt when he was arrested.
No, just living the gimmick.
Yeah. K-Gave.
He's going faster than a speeding bullet.
K-Gave. Here he is. And I think I've actually got a picture of him for all our listeners to look at here.
Show him.
Hang on. Here you are. I'll put it up to the mic for you. There he is.
Dickhead.
Looks like Tom DeLong.
Tom DeShort.
Next one. Rowdy Beers. Bonjour.
Wide receiver.
This is definitely a skill position.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Tight end for Florida International University. Next one. Cameo Crispy.
Football.
Running back.
You reckon?
I don't know. It might be a big fella. Offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman. It was offensive what he did. He was arrested for arson.
Arson about.
It was crispy after he'd finished. And these names all lend themselves. We should have got to think about it, lads.
There are some little clues sometimes. Not always. Calvin Wank.
Ben Emlyn's medical buster.
Playing for Shropshire Rev.
Incarcerated. Wanking off dogs.
Incarcerated, wanking off dogs.
Dan wanked a dog off with his arsehole.
I didn't.
Is that the episode title?
It's certainly not. You've already had a dog-related episode.
So Calvin Wank.
Penn State.
State Penn.
You're right, Dan. He was arrested in New York for public indecency.
Oh, there you go. Wanking off dogs could have been a...
Maybe you change it by deep poll. Like Wank Man. I'm gonna be infamous.
What was his name after? The coldest Crawford.
He's a baller.
Yeah.
Wide receiver for Louisiana Tech. Well done. General Booty.
Baller.
Same baller.
Yeah, go for baller.
Yeah, he's Oklahoma's quarterback.
Quarterback.
It's a fucking great day. Yeah. He's never gonna make it.
Paul Stoner.
Stay pen.
Yeah.
Drugs. Narcotics.
Yeah, he was arrested for growing marijuana in Virginia.
You've got to, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's like the family business, it's like locksmiths and... Not locksmiths.
Good example. Yeah, well,
Pong that.
People used to have...
Jew on that.
Used to have their...
You'd have to horn the request for the horn.
Double horn needed there. I'm just like people used to have their surname was their family's occupation.
Cooper, barrel maker. Yeah.
So this guy's clearly just on the family patch.
What about Jack the Ripper then? Was that his real name?
Yeah, they were
he was a great surfer.
Yeah, bro.
Just ripping it and gripping it, bro.
Oh, brilliant. Connor Fudge.
Sodomy.
No, we Connor Fudge. Oh, no. Last thing he'd be doing.
No, he's done a fudgy Connor Fudge.
For anyone outside of the Midlands, that means he can't fudge.
He cannot fudge.
So, like, we just get nicher and nicher. We're doing American football from Telford.
Dorley.
So, unless you understand both.
Dorley Mona football.
So Connor Fudge was arrested for stealing candy from his ex-employer.
No way. Talking the names.
Shittercilla.
He's a baller. Mm.
Yeah. No, he was the replacement presenter on Blind Date. No, he is a baller, yeah. College, he played for Boston. He's a defensive end.
Some laughs.
Dude Person.
That's
one of Mick Foley's fucking.
That's like
rip off alter egos.
He's like the UK Undertaker version of Dude Love.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he's like Texas fucking State or something.
Not it's far. He's cornerback at Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Edward Cocaine.
Fuck
off. Co-Geddy.
It's come full circle.
For your benefit, Nick, Johnny Black was on once and his coke dealer was called Coke Eddie.
We'll send him in and see if we get a reaction. So, is this your mate?
Baller.
He was arrested in Fort Lauderdale for drug possession.
Cool. Of course he was.
And the last one, Pig Cage.
He's a baller.
He is, yeah.
But he also has swine locked up at home.
Yeah, he knocks about with... what's his face? A fucking...
Gemma Collins. Yeah, he plays for LSU. So thanks for playing.
There's some honourable mentions, I think. It was like... Notable factor.
Memorable factor.
Memorable factor.
Again, his name's Memorable Factor.
The irony.
Kool-Aid McKinstry. Look out for him this season. Parker Titsworth. He sounds like a gentleman raper or something, isn't it?
He's a character.
It's a brand.
Storm Duck.
Storm
Which
Duck.
Sounds like a fucking cleaning product. Dodge Saucer. Fish McWilliams.
Fish McWilliams, he was the one.
Yeah.
Chief Borders. Major Burns.
Major Burns.
That's why I've been on the M54 today.
Yes. All going down.
Or yesterday, if you're listening to this from the future.
Fat Watts. Dude person there. Derealist Clark. Shittercilla. Mobility. Mobility's good.
All right. What was he?
Defensive back, so you do need mobility.
I thought it was going to be like
fucking fat guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat lineman.
Lineman. Like, definitely not mobile.
Right, we're going to send Edward Cocaine to Johnny Black and say, is this your
Speaking
mate?
Of linemen.
Hey, that was sharp.
That was a good joke.
That's brilliant. Trigger of the week. Right, boys, time for some rates and slates. Shall we start with the rates? A bit of positivity.
Positivity. I have a rate. Vault City Brewing. And they make intentionally sour beers. So not like those like fucking BrewDog ones that are just sour for the sake of it. These are like fruity ones that are nice and enjoyable. So yeah, I'm rating them.
Very nice. Has anyone seen The Wrestlers yet on Netflix?
No, OVW.
Yeah. I've about four episodes in. It's quite. Have you seen Last Chance You?
Mm.
It's kind of got that vibe to it of like, you know, you're following stories within the bigger story. Yeah, yeah. That.
Over so, you, Al Snow's.
That's yes. It,
yeah.
So is the Last Chance element like who gets eliminated and can no longer have head?
You'll have to wait and see.
What does everybody want?
That element of the business has gone.
Oh, has it?
There's still quite a bit of snow in it.
Informer. Well.
Any more rates?
On my to-do list, that one.
Yeah. What, rates or...?
No.
Cocaine.
Just got hit on my mate, Edward.
Edward Cocaine. He's doing time at the minute, so... Fort Lauderdale, bit of a trek.
Fresh out of rates.
Yeah,
yeah. I've got a rate, but I have to go the opposite, so I've got to get my negativity in first. But I do have two slates. If anybody else wants to,
I've got some slates. Do you want wrap it up?
Yeah, I'll do my two slates and then end on a rate.
My slate then. I've got two slates as well. So I've obviously rated Vault City, but I'm slating the £7 it cost me for a pint of it on the way home from work tonight. It's like Wembley prices. Scandalous. And my other slate is the reason I was craving a beer was because the AC had malfunctioned at my office today and it was 30 plus degrees.
AC 30?
Bit of a vague number.
AC Slater.
Literally? Cause
yeah.
Saying it wasn't there. I'm slating nude calendars because he was wanking thinking of Pancake Day. Weirdos.
Me bro. I'm wanking over the pancakes.
Fold them in a particular manner.
None of them know.
Is it even wanking?
Prison fuck the shit out of it.
Fuck the crap out of you. I'm going to slate Russell Brand for being an unsurprising scumbag. And adjacent to that, I'm also going to slate Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis for standing up in support of a convicted rapist, Danny Masterson.
Was that, that was a slate? That wasn't your slate into a rate, was
no,
it?
No, no, no. My rate is then Chris Head, Chris Number Two, and Pathetic from Anti-Flag for immediately quitting the band after allegations of sexual misconduct by Justin Sane.
Yeah,
and really? Dissolving the band, and AF Records are giving back all of the publishing rights and everything to the, all of the artists that are on the label, so they don't have to be associated with him at all. Incredible. Yeah, like,
got any change? I can come and see my favourite band, Anti-Flag. That fucking Red Warrior won't know what's hit him.
Yeah, because they were in his favourite band when we were in fucking Liverpool and he happened to be outside.
You know, so. See Bouncy Souls or whatever it was. Fucking Bellend.
But that's me.
Any shapes then?
No, just that
positive guy, man. Oh yeah, you did have a calendar, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm rethinking that now from what you said.
You're gonna wank over pancake day as well.
Yeah, I might. Come right in, bro. Dobbing the lemon.
Oh, Ash Wednesday.
you provide the Nutella.
I'll make sure it's a good Friday.
Do you make my buns hot and cross?
Oh, show us your plug hole.
Oh, that right, isn't it? Hi, Dan.
Some big news for Dan this week as well.
He tried to get in the wrong Tesla.
There was that, yeah. There was that. That's linked to my plug as well, the thing we went to see. We went to see like the Apex tournament in Birmingham. That was really good. But some big news for Dan this week. There's been some ongoing issues with the football team that we go and watch that Kemi and Leanne play for. The manager doesn't know what he's doing. They lost 5-1 2 weeks ago. So if you lose 5-1...
2 weeks ago, like weeks ago, are a pretty good side, though.
And the reason they lost, really, was they didn't take their chances. So what would you do in the training session for the following week? If you haven't scored goals, but you had chances, what would you work on?
Throw-ins.
Bang on, that's what he worked on.
They're fucking adults,
and
man.
And kick-offs. They worked on kickoffs.
Well, they did get enough of them in the game. They need to.
That's exactly what I said. I messaged Dan, I'm like, fucking hell, mate. They had enough of them on Sunday. Why do they need to practice them? So they did that week. And then the week after, they got played through the midfield. They didn't have any shape in their midfield. So do you know what they did?
Attack and defence.
No, they corners. Threw the ball up and headed it and tried to knock cones over. So now he's walked away because he said he feels he's lost the dressing room. So he walked away and... they haven't really got anyone to run it, so Dan's going to help out and get sort of back involved again. So,
I guess if he's already shagging one of the players, it can't go that wrong.
Well, at worst, it's one, isn't it? So, yeah, to be fair, they've got some really good players. They just don't need to work on throwing the ball up in the air and heading it against cones. So
he's got a short memory, Andy, bless him. You've not dropped yourself in it as well, have you?
Well, he's asked me to help out, but Kev. I can't do a huge amount because Sundays, when we turn up, I've got the kids and, like, they need full-time care. Because, like, literally, they fucking ran into each other last week. They were playing and just ran into each other. So I'm like Earl Hebner whenever I take him out anywhere, just reffing him. So
fat and bald.
So yeah.
All the best, Dan. Short memory, mate. Short memory. Fucking hell.
There isn't as many dicks here as Telford, to be fair.
Well, there wouldn't be, would
there? Maybe one or two.
Fucking Lottie. She's a right cunt, wasn't she? Shall we just call out all the fucking cunts?
Go for it, mate. Is the floor's yours?
Nah.
Do it. We'll bring back the slate.
I'll have to get a list together, to be fair. I can't remember all of them. Fucking Nat was a dickhead and a fucking fella, because I've rinsed him on here, haven't I, before?
Probably. He nearly died, didn't he?
Pedo. Did he?
Did he not?
Well, no, but I've started that rumour.
She is the size of a child, to be fair.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, fucking short ass. Who else was a dickhead?
I'll be honest, I quit halfway through the season, mate. I couldn't fucking deal with any of them.
Most of them, to be... Well, not most of them, I'll bet half of them. But yeah, well done.
sport football for me.
Plug all then, boys. Fucking lifting the mood.
He couldn't fucking do them in Rates and Slates. He got to bridge over into another fucking segment.
3 minutes ago, you're telling me how positive I was, and then I'm fucking depressed now thinking of all those cunts.
All those wasted weekends.
I just don't understand how I'm not as good a footballer as somebody who's been playing 10 years, though. Dan, can you help me?
Why aren't I starting? Because you've only been fucking playing for 3 weeks, you cunt.
Because you got your fucking boots on the wrong foot. And you've tied them together.
She fucking fell over in again. Because I said, oh, we need to win more like professional fouls. We need to be a bit smarter. So we were two on...
What a cunt.
We were fucking... We did
Kevin's a savvy twat.
We were getting broke on 5-on-3. She went into a tackle, lost a tackle, and then went down and winked at me. So we were 5-on-2. She's going, fucking done it. And I'm like, you're not won a free kick, though, you fucking dick. This and your fucking stomach ate you.
She's got Crohn's disease, by the way.
Yeah. Cunt.
This is nice 101 from Kev. We played a game at the Book's Head. He's gone down in the last minute, handled the ball in the box, and he's fucking slapping mud on his face.
The equivalent of blading.
Not in my face, ref.
Finger in the dirt and like fucking rubbed it on my face. And I got up dazed. And then everyone in the dressing room was like, oh, you're right, mate. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I handled it.
Fine. Just having some of this chocolate and water Luke's brought. Says he's good for my energy.
It's good. It's good for being able to play 4 games in one day.
We don't need all this fucking shit in here if we're playing 4 games. All we need is chocolate and water.
He didn't want to waste the budget on like energy gels and recovery
fruit,
recovery drinks.
Yeah, it's a myth. It's a myth.
And then wanted to play four
drink
games.
Milk.
4 games in a day.
Ian Rush drank milk.
He did.
Got it all in his mustache.
You know who didn't drink milk? Ian Crush, Ben Hemlin.
No, he just produced at the end of his cock up the town centre.
He's drinking allegedly.
What an end to the season this is, by the way, everyone. This is the last
anyone assault. That's ever been mentioned is all on fucking blast.
Andy Lee, you're fucking useless.
Well, Ben.
You're not really.
He'll be messaging me in the week. He'll be like, fucking hell, what's going on, boys? What are you doing?
I tell you who was a cunt. Simo.
All right, not bad.
So I'm not used to wearing my watch again. Fucking watches, I'm slating watches. I always forget to wear this fucking thing. I'm plugging not wearing a watch in.
I'm gonna put a plug in there. And it's my best man speech for Nick. Catch it on a future episode, probably.
Yeah, it's got to get recorded. Yeah.
Nick wants me to film the ceremony, so...
Oh, ideal.
Definitely filming the speech. Going to have a hard
on
cam.
The consummation.
Going to have a hard cam for that as well.
Splash cam.
You know, like, when they're filming it, sometimes they're getting wanked off as well.
Best man speech.
I'll be next to Nick.
You won't. You'll be next.
Next to who? Arlene. No. Oh, boo.
You'd have definitely got wanked up.
Lips is dead.
Oh, dude.
You'll definitely get wanked up.
I've seen his shoes.
Careful, there is.
What shoes he got? Does he wear crocodile shoes?
No, but he wants to wear crocodile shoes.
We'll have to watch Dan because there is a dog that prowls the venue.
Talking to dogs, Arlene. Fucking Claire Lane, no, she was another one of the cunts. Fucking question now we're on the team, fucking dickhead. Don't get fucking photographed naked by Arwood again, you cunt. Well, I'm finished now. Until I think of another one.
Can I just, before we carry on with plugs, can I just raise a serious question at this time? Are we going to take the portable recording equipment for the,
for
the wedding day and we can get multiple guests in?
We've got to get Arlene on the podcast.
No, who, you haven't.
Hayley tells me, comes across as quite the prude from the hen do this is. Comes across as quite the prude.
She sucked a bloke off in the toilet.
But was very quick at wanking off a penis shaped glow stick. So, the more you know, innit?
What do you mean, wanking off? Like, got the fluid out of it.
Yeah, she's covering everyone in that fucking weird, slimy gel.
Otherwise, it's just engorging it.
And Will Brown's spastic daughters as well. Forgot about those cunts. Toxic bitches. Right, thanks for coming. Fucking dickheads.
Have we got an infinite horn?
You just have to keep pressing it.
Yes,
I'm trying to think
there.
Of any other cunts. I'm trying to get the pages up to find them.
Ali Ann as well.
She was a fucking pain in the arse when she played for us. Definitely.
Oh, fuck. I fully opened a can of worms here.
I love it.
I didn't even open it. He opened it himself. Tell us about Dan managing women's football again. Dan, you daft twat. You're listening.
Looking at a scab that was pretty much healed. I'll just draw attention to it and I won't pick at it. I'll mention it and then I won't go there.
Genuinely never seen him wind up this tight either.
Honestly, it's the only fucking thing still fucking irks me to this day.
I must have known Kev about 13 years at this point. Yeah.
Oh, that fucking... It was that Dernal fucking slag. She was a fucking cunt as well. Trappy bitch.
Yeah, but she played for Wolves.
And then fucking can't even talk properly. Put your fucking tongue back in your mouth, you fucking dribbler.
Unfortunately, she couldn't.
She wasn't really good at that.
And she didn't pay her fucking subs.
That's cunt. The worst of all.
Shithouse.
But if you're ever struggling for learning to drive, get in touch with Nick Holt.
She was alright. Yeah, I like
Big Nick. She's not so big now either.
Isn't she?
And she's definitely now a lesbian. Fair play to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody said that.
So, football. She learned one thing from football.
Gateway. Women's football is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
I'd like to plug Spoiler Alert with William Baskerville. It's dead on arrival. Long live Spoiler Alert with William Baskerville. Episodes coming soon. Any plugs for you, Danny boy?
I already plugged mine.
You plugged fucking hell. It feels a long time ago.
I plugged my best man speech. Oh, you future did. Episode. Watch,
any plugs for you, Nicholas?
I'm going to plug Netflix's One Piece. Go and watch it.
Ailey's into that. That the it's pirate
really
thing.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm the captain now. Look at me. That's the last pirate thing I watched on Netflix.
Pugwash.
Is that Pugwash? Captain Cockwash. I'll watch it around Nick's. After he'd shown me Brazilian fart porn.
After he'd rogered your cabin boy. After he'd scrubbed your poop deck.
Full of semen.
It's probably worth mentioning at this point in the episode that we are having a end of season break. This is the last episode of season 5.
Oh,
Dan's unavailable. Hopefully forever. Yeah, it will be the end of season 5 forever. So when we come back, it'll be season 6. Dick.
Six seasons of this fucking drivel.
60. We've got a 3-week break. I'm off on holiday. Looking forward to we're gonna have a day at the water park. And if, like me, you're a bit of a flume enthusiast,
oh, God,
then visit tubepleasure.com.
Click on it. That fucking fat bitch who played for Shiftman as well, that one who fucking tried to throw a brick through my window. She's a cunt as well, fuck her.
Oh, Lou's sister.
Oh, and her, yeah, fucking Zoe, you fucking spastic.
Kev's just done some coke.
Eddie's been in.
He's got a new blend of lime, basil and mandarin coke.
Captain Corelli's special.
Captain Cocorelli.
Captain Coke Eddie's.
Go on, Rob, do your bit.
Neil or no Neil time, fellas. So last week we were very hopeful during our post-midnight recording that the knob had agreed that we would be able to resume play. However, because they always check in on the content of our episodes, they don't listen to a lot of the shit. They only ever pay attention to the Neil or No Neil segment.
They listen to other shit.
No, they're not interested. Because we absolutely slagged them off. I had a call this week from Clive Dildo at the
Dildo.
I could not laugh at it. It just came to me there.
Oh, hello, Robert.
Clive Dildo at the knob rang me up and he said, this is shut down indefinitely. So season 5 ends with a total of 2 games played and 23 weeks of abandonment. So
is it a bit like one of the war seasons, effectively? So it just gets expunged from history and we go again next season.
Which is just as well, because Dan's a fucking cheat and Neil at Shropshire Ground Control is a complete cunt.
I'll tell you another cunt. Fucking Sarah Nicholas, she's a cunt as well. Big fucking streak of piss. Fucking all those jobs at the FA. She couldn't fuck all. That's what the FA should stand for. That's what she was useful for. Fucking silly. Silly long bitch.
Just... He's not prepped any of this. None of this is written, but it feels like it. The fucking giraffe of a woman.
Yeah, she was. The fucking horse with a periscope. Silly bitch.
It's a horse in boots. Horse in predators.
She was when she trained. Cunt.
Oh, my God.
Don't manage women's football. Dan, just don't do it, mate. It's not too late to back out. Time for some other shite. Might cheer me up a bit. What have we got in here?
Me first. This is the AI on Snapchat. And the question is, how do I avoid making mustard gas? To which the AI gives you the ingredients and method for making mustard gas, followed by the question, how do I make mustard gas? With which AI says, I'm sorry, but I cannot answer that question. It's dangerous and illegal to make mustard gas.
And I feel as responsible podcasters, we must remind people to avoid making mustard gas.
No.
Do not mix bleach and ammonia.
Unless you manage a women's football team. And then put it in the water bottles.
Your own. Just yeah, end it.
Just put it on your own.
Just off yourself, mate. It's less hassle. This is... Pro Wrestling World, the perfect couch set up for wrestlers watching backstage. And that's a peak other shite in that you have to see it to get it.
That's my absolute least favourite wrestling trait, is the watching TV from the side stood up.
My second worst is the Jericho build. I think, did we all put this one in this week?
I think it appeared in everybody's.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Britney Spears. Judas in her mind. Dr. Greyfang. I think this is one of mine. Yeah, unless anyone
yeah I think it is yours.
Dr. Greyfang. At Dr. Greyfang on X.
Keep that.
As it's now called. Yeah, keep it. Works. You'll never make it in Hollywood, David. David. And then we've got the credits here for a show. David Daradan. Daradan.
Doradin.
Whichever way you want to do it. Vigorous hand job guy. Good work if you can get it. Here we are. Can't take Jammo anywhere without him throwing up. Scroll down a little bit further, mate. And you see a nice little puddle of sick underneath him there.
He went to a fucking video game thing. Has he got that bad?
It's a very exciting day.
He got that bad because basically they have, like, you know, like how battle royals work, where you drop in, you get to the point of victory, all that sort of stuff. You get points for, like, however, where you finish and how many kills you get. They have to get to 50 points, then win a game. So you can get to 50 points in three games, but then you have to win a game. So one of the teams got there early, but then everyone else caught them up and somebody else won in the end. 8 games. But every game, Dan went for a point between the games. But they didn't do single points, they only did 2 points. So they had about four to six points before they went in. Then they had a point between every game. So they must have had about 14 points each in the end.
And I bet Dan was absolutely stone cold sober, wasn't he?
Dan was fine. Yeah.
Was
Grosey drinking?
No, Grosey was...
He looks somewhat with it.
Yeah, Grosey mothered him. So, like, Grosey come out the... Right at the end, WD Black, who do, like, all the accessories. Yeah. you spin a wheel and you could win, like, a prize, like a hat or, like, a drawstring bag. Dan went up first, spun the wheel, didn't win, so just went and helped himself to a hat. Grosey went up, spun the wheel, won a prize, got a nice drawstring bag with WD Black on. He's like, oh, that's nice, that is, take that home. Dan's like, I didn't want this hat, put it on Grosey's head. Grosey sat in the front, Jammo, we're on the M6, and he's like, oh, I don't feel very well, can you pull over? I'm like, well,
I'm on the M6
at the minute, mate, so I can't. We'll get into Star City and pull over there. It'll, like, take me 5 minutes. As we're coming off the motorway, sort of this feeling, Grosey's gone.
Is it your camera?
No, unfortunately, the inside one doesn't record, otherwise that would have been ideal. Grosey puts the bag back, so Jammo's like, fucking throws up in this bag. Oh. He's like, oh, it's leaking. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. So I just hear the window go, and then
Just shook the back.
Fucking launched his back. And Dan's like, oh, fucking hell, Jamesy, that was fucking Grosie's nan's bag. That was the last thing he gave her before she died. And Grosie's like, it isn't Jammo, it's the one I had. And Dan was like, oh, fuck you, I didn't know. Getting to Star City, he's sick again. Jan's still giving him tons. The little pat on the back of the head here, just reassuring him.
As we looks get like there, a stiff whack.
A stiff idiot.
Pull yourself together, man.
So Grosie's straight in the back of the car, sort cleans it all up for me and everything before I'd even got out of the car.
Such a darling. Sort of
proper nerd.
Proper sorted it for me and everything. Which I think he did as a redemption arc, because as soon as we got into the gaming place, they obviously know everybody who's into gaming, a bit like the wrestling stinks. So the first thing they do at the door is hand everybody like a roll-on deodorant. It was like a souvenir type. Oh, have one of these. Everyone's... Dan's like, oh, fucking, do I love? He's like fucking waving it round. Grosie undoes the lid on his, wets it, and then fucking rubs it over Jamesy's scalp. And Jamesy goes off on one. He's going fucking mental. So it was a bit of a redemption arc for Grosie.
We were there for Fight Club.
Wrestling at Insomnia. You can only imagine the stench.
But we walked past the one room where they were camping, weren't they, in one of the fucking exhibition halls. And the smell of Lynx and BO as you walked by, like it filled the whole corridor.
He was very apologetic after, to be fair to him. And there was no harm done.
Oh, I'm shaved.
Here we are. There's a cake here. Baby, you okay? You've barely touched your Jake the Cake Roberts.
That's very good. You can imagine
very good cake, that is.
I don't know, is this me? Possibly.
It's got the smell of Nick all over it.
No, it's not, actually. No,
she has.
So it's an article here. In the scum. Do people literally follow her just to be nasty? Katy Perry. Defended by fans after she's mum-shamed over paddling pool. James Pearce here. What's the difference between her and the paddling pool? One of them has been pumped up, made of plastic, and will eventually go down on you, and the other one is a paddling pool.
Hiya!
Very good.
This might be another one of mine. Lexi McDonald. I think this is from Single Moms. Hey, can you help a mama out? So she slid into a guy's DMs. Hey, can you help a mama out? With what? My electric bill.
Windows.
So my electric bill. Yeah, so basically you'll get a letter in the mail saying how much your bill is for the month, and then you go to the place and pay, or you could probably do it online.
Amazing.
That's just caring. That's
help, yeah. Not me, but I've seen this recently.
I can't remember if I might have done this one.
Nick's not owning it. So
no.
You.
A colon can completely change the meaning of a sentence. For example, Jane ate at a friend's sandwich. Ate her friend's sandwich, even. I didn't write that. And then with the colon, Jane ate her friend's colon.
Amazing.
Here we are, the accessory everybody wants. A Lego leg.
That's superb.
I think it's time to bring back the old Facebook names that you put like lyrics to. So we've got my neck, my back, and then the profile of my pussy and my crack. And I wouldn't. Have you heard about this theme?
There's been a few of them, hasn't there?
Yeah, so there's somebody on the chase who's like setting names up so that they like make, like, I think was it like All of Steps or one all, week? Or...
The cast of Friends were one
that's,
of them.
That's it. And then this one is Liz, Anya, Ravi, Oli, or Ollie. So yeah, well done to whoever's doing that on there.
Yeah, fantastic.
If you can
doing God's work.
If you can do one which is like an offensive one, that'd be great. One of the weeks. I had no context as to why this was put online, but here it is. Remember when Homer Simpson threw Peter Griffin off the top of the Hell in the Cell?
Amazing.
Have you seen the YouTube where it's Taker and Foley at the 25th anniversary?
Watching it back.
Some strong journalism this week from Bill Simmons, who in an interview with Nick Khan suggests that to really get some heat and get Stephanie McMahon back involved in the sort of storylines of wrestling, WWE should bring back Test, who died in 2009.
For fuck's sake.
I think Nick Khan handled it really well, I think, as well. I think he died quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Rather than just calling him a cunt.
This was me, so this was...
filling in this survey.
How likely are you to recommend Windows 10 to a friend or colleague? A person has scored it 1. Not likely at all. Please explain why you gave the score. I need you to understand that people don't have conversations where they randomly recommend operating systems to one another.
This was me. And this is the English department at every secondary school. So we've got Taylor Swift.
Libby Coleman.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her name. So that posh bird.
And that's that guy from McFly.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
Harry Potter.
The fucking list.
You don't scare me. Fucking hell.
Yeah, this was also me. When the street corner artist is pure savage.
Brilliant. You should follow this guy on Instagram. It's brilliant.
Fucking hell.
Oh, I need to find him.
Me again. Karl Marx is a historically famous figure, but nobody ever remembers his sister, Anya. She invented the starting pistol. Me again, a bit of graffiti. Your mum queefed on my conkers, and they now smell of cat food.
Fucking hell.
That's a good episode title.
A Kenneth Williams quote, saying that he can't stand innuendo, and if he sees one in a script, he'll whip it out immediately. Me again. Someone selling a car. It was posted a day ago. It's brand new. Looks like a Jaguar. The notes, it's got leather seats. Additional notes, it's got a CD player.
Go on.
Player. This is me. I do believe I am the winner. £80 hospice shop, Upminster, Essex, UK.
That's Pete Davidson, isn't it?
It's a whole different imagining of Gulliver's Travels. It's fucking triumphant.
Has he got something going up his arse as well?
Potentially. I think it's a door, isn't it? Yeah. From a house behind.
It's his back door.
It looks like he's gaped a bit, though, doesn't he? There's a bit of a gape to it, like a yawning hippo.
Some old cock, that, isn't it? Fucking hell. He could have been on last week's...
Old news now, but that's our MO. Fugitive Daniel Khalif caught by plainclothes officer who pulled him off. And then the last one is me. So, he better bring money, a good job, a house and a nice car to the table. Him, so what are you bringing? Her.
Okay, right.
Hey, this is well more damaged than that.
There's a bit of an extra other shite, because I know how much everybody loves it. This is from Joanna's Chip Shop. I saw this earlier on Facebook.
Same.
Honestly cannot stop thinking about mini deep-fried Colin. Nothing is safe from Scottish chippies. And they've deep-fat-fried a Colin the Caterpillar, to which I've asked the question. After this stage, he turns into a butterfly. And then next week's sponsors.
So Nick hangs out.
I had this dream a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure I've gone past a shop called Puff Zone. And then I saw it again today. And
one of them was, wasn't he? The dead one.
Stephen Gately.
And that's your other shite.
That's it for season 5.
Thank God.
Any rates, reviews, comments, send them via text to...
I've got the number here. It is... Get ready, I'll give you a second to go and write it down.
Get a pen.
07926-587-618.
And while you've got that pen out, you may as well write a letter to 65 Upper Road, Madeley, right next to John Fletcher School.
You're not allowed to hear that, though.
Shall we call it a day there then?
Oh no.
Oh god.
Start at the top here. Everyone was an admin in this group, which I think was half the problem. We
treated them like
half
adults.
Half the problem was a fucking arsehole as well, wasn't it? Absolute cunt.
Beth Holmes. I don't remember her being a cunt. I remember her being very
nondescript. Dad's a fucking dick, though, isn't he? Fucking Noel Edmonds. He's a fucking right...
Big supporter of our band, though.
Yeah, he just...
What a prick.
Yeah, he did sort of ask 5-year-old girls if they've been running as he was doing stretch, like really deep stretches in front of him in short shorts, which was a bit paedophilic.
That might have been why he was a big fan of the band. He liked your short shorts.
Been running,
been
ladies.
Running. Been dancing, ladies.
Dancing, ladies, yeah. Fucking weird. And then he got into a strop because we didn't ask him to do anything. So, well, if you want to do something, fucking come and tell us you want to do something.
Volunteer.
Well, fucking read minds, you silly cunt.
Gaza.
This is going to be bad. Gaza sound. Gaza's like one of the... You want like 8 or 9 Gazas in your team because you want somebody who like...
Can get pissed.
They know what they know and they're like, what do I need to know sort of thing, and they are coachable. So players who are coachable are good.
And Gaza was coachable. She was good fun getting a piss.
Yeah, she was like one of the social lot. So well done.
Facebook user?
Nope. Don't remember them.
Gemma Strong.
She was alright, because she kept calling Jack Nobs. She was like, you're right, Nobs. And it's the only time I've ever seen him get like pissed off with somebody. That you're right, Nobs.
I don't remember this one. Hayley Roberts.
Was that fake profile? I don't even remember. I don't even know.
It doesn't look like she's going to run much. Like, oh, fuck.
Apart from the eyes. That's all of them then, is it, mate?
Nope.
This should be next week's like bonus episode or behind the paywall or something.
We should
get some
down.
Money for this.
Izzy.
No comment.
Oh come on!
No, because I think Leanne still talks to her, but she was a bit kind of. She'd say one thing to us and then like rinse us behind our backs.
Oh, how the turntables!
Yeah.
Jess,
which one?
Mason.
Oh yeah, well we know what Wig was all about, don't we? We've been through that. Was that on air or not?
No, it wasn't. No, fair enough. I'll try and quote you verbatim.
These are your words now.
Rob, you don't know any of these people. Would you like to quote Kev verbatim?
I will pass judgment. Show me the picture. An eagle in a chemo wig.
I'm not drinking anymore.
Joe Bryan.
Next.
Jodie Sands. Jodie was sound,
yeah. I think towards the end she could have, like, she was a bit kind of...
She was just fucking fed up of playing at that shit level. She should have been playing much higher.
She was fed up.
Jodie, the one with Ant?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the way she left, she could have probably handled a little bit better, but... Like you said, she
manufactured
pissed off everything.
A move.
She Bosmaned us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went, which is fine. Like, end of the season, she wanted to go and play a better level, and she was too good to be playing our level, but she was a bit kind of, oh, well, I'll still play when I can. And
on a similar
level. It should have just been like, I'm off because I'm too good for this level.
Not on this group because she didn't have social media presence, but Claire Rice Cakes.
Rice Cakes was class. Yeah, Rice Cakes class. Sort of player you want, just quiet, got on with it, really good footballer.
Fucking hard as nails.
Yeah. Like deceptively as well. Because
yeah, there was nothing to it. She's fucking tough.
Yeah.
Kem.
Yeah, total Kem cunt. Sound.
Claire. I think you did.
Yeah, we've done that.
Lucy.
A bit like most of Telford, we've done her.
Lucy Adamson.
She didn't really play much, did she? She was like one of Mike's players who sort of... She got injured, so she didn't really play much. She was always sound. She was a very good footballer.
I don't remember.
When she was younger, she was like... There was her and Laura Roberts in Mike's team who would like score. They'd win like 10-0 every week. She'd scored 5 and Laura would score
Laura
5.
Laura played centre-half when we were there, didn't she?
Yeah,
she was solid.
But she used to be
she
a striker.
Went to uni.
Yeah. Who was the one you said smelled like the ice from the fish counter?
That was Claire. Okay,
get to it.
That was Claire. Not
yeah.
Rice Cakes. Nat Corbett, you already.
Cunt.
Nick Holt.
Sound.
Nicky Martin.
this could go on for hours, this fucking podcast.
It can't, we've only got four more names.
Again, she was one of these that, like, she was a goalkeeper who couldn't train, and we always said, if you train well, you get to play. Somebody in training who played in goal played better than her.
Meg.
And she couldn't train. Yeah,
that might have been Facebook user.
That probably is.
I go in.
Meg would sound like she was just harmless. She was daft as... Like,
she was the filler there, she
had
wasn't
four,
she?
Like, her IQ was probably... She had more feet than IQ. But it was
she did
kind
have
of like,
9 feet.
And nobody wanted to give her a lift because she stunk.
Like Phil, innit?
Yeah, it is pretty much.
She was the their Phil.
Yeah.
Like Phil treads dog shit into Johnny's car.
She just smelt like it.
Yeah, it's like a Lady Shane.
Liv.
I don't know. I just never was able to suss her out as a person. She was kind of quite... She had a bravado about her, but I think it was like a ruse. I think she was just kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Number nine. And then you already mentioned the Brain Girls in the ring. Can't say any more of them too.
I'm not going to say any more because the way you phrased that is going to make me look racist. And I want to point out that's their surname.
Good family.
To be fair, they're all cunts.
Lewis is alright.
Well, yeah, to be fair, but then David Goles was like the fucking
antithesis.
Cousin fucking Clampett.
Is he from Penn State, is he? David Goles.
We don't know what his name was. We called him David Goles, the boy wonder, but he couldn't kick a football, and Will insisted bringing him to fans team training every week. So it was a bit like... It was hard enough
getting them spackers to play football anyway without adding another.
We had enough people we had to bring up to scratch, never mind a Make-A-Wish the kid.
There's a public group here that Leanne mentions.
I don't think we want to do any more, do we?
You don't.
I think that's most of the dickheads covered, to be fair, mate. There's fucking Lottie was the biggest dickhead of the lot. Oh, do we... I don't want to fucking go on for 5 minutes. So 1 week of training, she'd just come in, like, bearing in mind she's been with the club 3 weeks, she can't play football. She managed to convince us that it would be... Well, she didn't manage to convince us. She told us, but we saw right through it, that it would be excellent PR if 5 players didn't train that week before we played top of the league so that they could take pictures in the kit for a press release. And I'm like, who are you releasing it to? Like, who wants to see it? And she's like, oh, well, Nick spent a lot of money on the kit because Nick was our sponsor, wasn't she, for her driving school. So I'm like, well, yeah, but we can do this anytime. Ideally, the 1 hour I have with you a week to train you before the biggest game of the season isn't the time we need to be doing it. And she was just, like, really sort of against it all the time. She just couldn't understand what we were trying to... And then we had that fucking meeting when we sat them all down. She said her bit, and then when I was writing everything down what she said, she stormed. She goes, oh, you're not even listening, and stormed out. And then fucking that fat Nick was like, oh, go after her. That fucking Brummy Spanner one. She was like, oh, fucking go after her. I'm writing down what she's saying so I can reply to the point she's made. And then they all went off and wrote their little fucking notes afterwards. Fucking cunts, man. Most of them were cunts. Anything else, mate? Or that? What way to fucking... What a downer to fucking end this season on. Why have you brought that up? This should have been like fucking... A special, like, bonus episode for anyone who cared, which is nobody.
We can go into more detail as a bonus.
Dan's reading something with this. Joey was a cunt as well.
Just reading how fucking laboured it was just to organise fucking Laser Quest.
Oh, yeah, that was a fucking nightmare.
And that, that fucking... dweeb that runs Laser Quest tried telling me off. I just fucking shot him down with a laser.
That's not going to work.
Blinded
Titch,
him.
Fucking Titch hid under the stairs all game. She won, didn't she? Like, I didn't even see you, Titch. Like, I was under the stairs. Just fucking
midget.
As people going past. Picking him off. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it, isn't it, mate?
Your Halloween party was fucking sick, though. I'll give you that.
That was good, yeah.
I went as Bane.
Again, Titch hid under the stairs.
She went as one of the trapdoor characters. Oh, no, that was a trapdoor, wasn't it? Oh, by definition. Yeah, never mind. Got that one wrong. I said something really inappropriate to somebody by accident as well, but I can't remember what it was. Something to do with strumming, because somebody was playing a guitar or something, and I didn't realise what I'd said.
Yeah, it was Liv, if I remember rightly.
There we are, then. That was completely incidental.
It was only because people pointed out how wrong it sounded about me saying, "Why are you strumming yourself?" Because they were just air guitaring. I didn't realise.
This party is pinked.
Nick Turner, yeah, he loved it, didn't he? Shall we do the fans team next season?
Can we do it now? I'll get the list up.
Guesty's really bald. Simo tried to shag a fat bird at the services.
Oh, she was, wasn't she?
And she had a hairy belly.
She did.
Which Andy mentioned the other week. As, can you remember what services it was? I'm
like, fucking.
It was one up north somewhere, wasn't it? She worked at Starbucks, didn't she? This is going to go on for fucking hours. Who else was shit? Yeah, there we are then.